Now the News. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese Premier Li Qiang has met with Indonesian President-elect Prabowo Subianto in Beijing. The premier said China will work with Indonesia to deepen cooperation and push for progress in building a community with a shared future. He also said the two countries should deepen cooperation in traditional fields such as agriculture, forestry, and fishing, and expand cooperation in high-tech and emerging industries. The Israeli-Gaza conflict is at risk of spilling over after an attack on the Iranian consulate in Syria. Tehran's vowed to retaliate for the airstrike that killed seven military advisors and commanders in Damascus, blaming the attack on Israel. Tel Aviv's declined to comment on the attack. Another airstrike in Gaza killed at least seven aid workers from the U.S. nonprofit World Central Kitchen. Ehsan Keivani reports.
The latest reaction in this regard is from the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. The leader warned that Iran will make the Israelis regret this latest crime and similar crimes. President Ebrahim Raisi also issued a statement describing the aggression as inhuman, a clear violation of international regulations. He emphasized that, quote, the cowardly crime will not go unanswered. According to the foreign ministry, Tehran will later decide how and when to take retaliatory measures against Israel. Several countries, including China, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Oman, Iraq, and Russia, have condemned the Israeli aggression so far.
China's condemned the attack on Iran's diplomatic mission in Damascus. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Syria's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity should be respected. A spokesperson said China opposes any action that'll escalate tensions in the Middle East. Moscow says it'll sue Ukraine in international courts for Kyiv's alleged role in the deadly concert hall attack last month. Spokesperson Maria Zakharova of the Russian Foreign Ministry says the legal briefs are being drafted. Earlier, Russian investigators reportedly found evidence of Ukrainian involvement in the terrorist incident that killed over 140 people on March 22nd, but Kyiv has denied playing a role. A 12-year-old student opened fire at a lower secondary school in southern Finland on Tuesday, killing one student and wounding two others. The shooter is in custody. The arrest reportedly happened peacefully in the suburb of Siltamaki, away from the school. Police said the permit for the handgun belonged to a relative of the suspect. Prime Minister Petteri Orpo and other ministers have expressed shock over the incident. The school has around 800 students from first to ninth grade and 90 staff members. Abdel Fattah el-Sisi has taken the constitutional oath as president of Egypt for a third consecutive term in office, serving until 2030. He reiterated his top priorities are safeguarding the nation's security and achieving development and progress. He also vowed to work on boosting the contribution of the private sector in different developmental areas. Sisi emerged victorious in Egypt's presidential election in December, winning 89.6% of the valid votes. China's meteorological authorities renewed an orange alert for severe weather. From Tuesday night to Wednesday night, thunderstorms, gales, and hail will sweep parts of Anhui, Jiangsu, Shanghai, Hubei, Hunan, and Jiangxi. Short-term heavy rainfall with hourly precipitation ranging from 30 to 70 millimeters will lash those regions, as well as Guizhou province. Authorities have advised the public to take precautions such as reducing outdoor activities. Severe weather has already killed four people in the city of Nanchang, with 10 others injured. China says its 10-year fishing ban on the Yangtze River that began 3 years ago has already achieved significant results. Agriculture and Rural Affairs Minister Teng Renjian says authorities have effectively curbed the formerly rampant illegal fishing activity. In 2023, reports of illegal fishing from the public decreased by 28% compared to the previous year. Aquatic resources have also shown signs of recovery. The population of the iconic Yangtze finless porpoise reached 1,249 in 2022. Marking a historic rebound. The 10-year fishing ban on China's largest waterway started in January 2021. Populations of wild tigers and leopards in northeastern China are on the rise. Authorities say at least 35 cubs were born in the past year. That includes the birth of more than 20 Siberian tigers and more than 15 Amur leopard cubs. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.